The popular Texas-based gas station chain Buc-ee's is looking to open its first location in Wisconsin.
Not to be confused with UW-Madison's favorite badger with the same name, the Buc-ee we're talking about has a friendly beaver as its logo, and it's apparently a big deal in some states.
In northern Dane County, efforts to build Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's are running into funding roadblocks. Its highway exit will need upgrades for thousands of extra cars a day.
The DeForest Village Board is seeking ways to secure the Buc-ee's project, including asking state lawmakers for funding to improve that exit interchange.
Earlier this week, WPR's Lee Rayburn spoke with the president of the DeForest Village Board, Jane Cahill-Wolfgram.
The Buc-ee's project in DeForest has been delayed since last summer after estimates found it would cost about $15 million to upgrade the local infrastructure to accommodate this site. Where does the funding on this project now stand, Jane?
Well, we have been working hard to put together a package for the funding. Buc-ee's has agreed to finance more than or provide funds for more than half of the cost, and they have agreed to finance the rest of it, but we are looking for reimbursement of the remaining portion. We are approaching a couple of different strategies. We have asked the state to consider providing some funding. We are also looking at potential local TIF money as a one strategy.
Tax Incremental Financing District, TIF?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. And we have a legislative agenda to expand the borders of the TIF for that consideration. And we're also talking to the county to see if they might help as well. While those sources are harder to pull together, we feel like it's an important thing for us to do and to put together this public-private partnership to fund what is an important upgrade to that exit in order to facilitate Buc-ee's and potentially other development that's going on west of the interstate in Forest.
So, Jane, take me inside of Buc-ee's. What's the Buc-ee's experience like, and what's it like if in the future you're pulling off County V and pulling into the Buc-ee's? What do you see and experience there?
Well, you will experience more than 100, I think it's 129, I'd have to pull up the sheet to look, gas pumps. You will find electric refueling stations. You will find a store that offers everything from a variety of food stations, which has been, they offer brisket that is nationally famous as being some of the best brisket you can get.
They have
walls of jerky and jam and, you know, other food products. They also have camping equipment and all sorts of things to make your trip more pleasurable. One of the executives once said to me, if you're going up north to camp, you can get everything you need to go camping right here. There are other kinds of souvenirs available, from coffee cups to, you know, the kinds of things you might expect to find locally. And they often are known for working with stores locally that offer products such as the local cheese shops. If you guys want to come and work with us, they will help to promote or to sell local product, because that's one of the fears by some of the local local people is that, well, they'll take all of our customers. Not true. The other thing that everyone tells me and I experience, they have some of the cleanest bathrooms you'll ever find when you're traveling. And they're big, and there are lots of stalls and lots of sinks. And they are truly very clean. And I think that's very important. And they pay their staff very well. You know, it is important to us that people get a living wage, and they offer a good pay rate, and they're known for treating their employees well, and that's important too.
We're talking about plans to build a DeForest-based Buc-ee's gas station with Jane Cahill-Wolfgram, president of the DeForest Village Board. And you mentioned a little bit about the community support for Buc-ee's project at this point. Where would you find that level right now, Jane?
Well, I hear from lots of people about
sure.
Buc-ee's. and 90% of what I hear is, when are they coming? I mean, I don't go to the grocery store without someone saying, are they still coming? Is Buc-ee's coming? The few people that have contacted me with opposition are people who have misinformation or are concerned about bringing more traffic to DeForest. Fortunately, Buc-ee's is on the west side of the interstate. It's not bringing traffic into DeForest. People can get right off the interstate and into Buc-ee's. And a lot of those people were the people that are coming from Chicago, headed to the Dells, headed up north, headed, you know, way beyond DeForest. So, you know, they don't have a lot of reasons to come into DeForest. Although I will say there are many stores and other businesses who have said to us, we just want to know when Buc-ee's is coming because we're going to build.
Oh.
And they have plans to put up development around Buc-ee's. And so that's an exciting opportunity as well.
Jane, you mentioned that you had been, you've heard some misinformation from members of your community. What's the biggest misinformation that you've had to try to dispel there?
That Buc-ee's would be built on the backs of local taxpayers. It's just not true. We are not using general tax revenue to support Buc-ee's development. So that's a big misnomer. And I would say that's the biggest one that we've heard.
So, but you are asking the state legislature to include some funding in this next biannual budget. How receptive have you found lawmakers to the village's request, Jane?
I think we have found lawmakers to be more receptive than DOT. I think that remains the case. One of the things that a development such as this brings, whether you're going to add dollars from the state legislature or you are looking to, how do I say, you're looking to fund it through TIF dollars. Mm-hmm. But for the development of Buc-ee's, there would not be the revenue that has been, that will be provided that will actually pay back what is put out to support the development of this road. Also, the exit is part of, you know, the redevelopment of the interstate. And for a long time, this exit was on the list that the state was going to rebuild. You know, we have other exit ramps that are being redone. We've had lanes that are being added. And it's my observation that the DOT is saying, well, you have a private development that will do this, so we don't have to.
Huh.
And, you know, if in fact Buc-ee's wasn't willing to do more than 50% of this very expensive exit plan, the state eventually would have had to do the whole thing. So here's an opportunity for a public-private partnership to fund this exit.
Hey, Jane, thanks so much for joining us today.
I'm glad to have been here. Thanks for having me. And I look forward to Bucky's coming to visit us.
Jane Cahill-Wolfgram is president of the DeForest Village Board. She joined us for a look at efforts to bring a nationwide gas station chain into Wisconsin, and she spoke with Lee Rayburn last week.